And if you go with somebody else and you need assistance, since your current fund you're funded by USDA or something else, mm-hmm. we can help anyway.
Yeah. So they provide a wide variety of from the literature that I've written of technical assistance. So I think we might be able to use them in some way, or maybe not as a sewer plant because we're already at our plants. You don't have engineers; we still have to have engineers, and we have to apply for funding.
His technical expertise, if some of these problems can be solved through changes mm-hmm. in operation, he'll be able to help you,
right.
talk you through it, mm-hmm. or provide you some. If the issue is capacity and you need to build onto, mm-hmm. then you need an engineer and you need a funding resource. But he's going to evaluate and he's going to find out if there's anything there that you can do in the meantime. To that'll look, it'll also be reported back to the TCQ. They are working with us, you know. And if you don't want to work with us, then that's not going to look good for you when the TCQ is and EPA are spending some money sending someone out here to, and they want to know what's going on. Well, how is it that you're going to solve the problem?
We're past that stage where we've communicated with them and we told them how we're going to solve the problem. Of course, we still have to do it. But,
We're not engineers or attorneys,
yes,
so we don't give engineering design stuff, or we don't give attorney advice or nothing like that. All we do is comply, help you comply to the letter of condition if you decide to apply to them. And if you don't, and if you need some help with somebody else, we can still help you because you know our current. That's all we're saying.
So it sounds to me like you're helping to stay compliant so far, making sure that this is not being violated anymore, this is being fixed. So in the meantime, while we're getting to the bigger project, you're helping us along the way to make sure that we're doing what's right.
Yeah, we're kind of like a third party between the TCQ and EPA and saying, hey, what are these guys doing? Well, our engineer wrote us a letter, said that they're working on it. Well, what does that mean? Okay, what else? Not all of it is capacity. Some of it is other compliance related that can be solved, may be able to solve internally through our operational needs.
Or and it's a question, are the operators all certified?
We have one with a double C license and one that has had a B license, having a C license also. So, we're working on
that. I apologize if y'all misunderstood what we were here for. We were not here to force you. We were just told to tell y'all, and if y'all wanted to, that she was ready to assist. That's all. We weren't here to tell you, you have to go to USDA. No, sir.
So between your organization and the city of Dilley, there would be no formal agreement on anything? You just provide the service?
No, we'll mention that. We have to bring a work plan before the city council, and y'all have to look at it. And if y'all approve it, fine.
Is the funding source? You say it's not that you're not that you do the work for free. I don't see how. I mean, how are you going to get paid?
We can get paid
agencies.
We got see all this.
Mm-hmm.
These are contracts that we have with different organizations, USDA.
But how are they going to pay you to help the city of Dilley?
How do they pay us? Mm-hmm. Through the contracts that we have with them. They provide a certain amount of money. For example, they'll say Communities Unlimited gets $2 million to assist systems in the state of Texas. And that's money that's approved by the U.S. government through rural development. So in essence, what they do is they give this money to the National RCAP Association. And then the RCAP has different chapters all over the states. And then they, in turn, give us the money so we can do this work. And it won't cost y'all anything. Because it's really your money, because it's federal money. When you come and look at the final point where it originated, it all originates in the federal government. All this money that we get paid to help you It's your money, really.
So if we already have our, the company that does our water and rate studies, if we already have our financial company, if we already have our engineer, that would make a difference. You're still going to provide the service?
No. Oh, yeah, we can. We can, but we're not going to interfere. If you have a contract with a company, an existing contract with a company already, we're not going to interfere in that. We're not going to go in there and tell you, we're going to do it for you, for free. Yeah. No, that's your deal. Right.
We're talking about two different things. A little bit of clarity on the USDA part. USDA is not going to pay me to do a rate study for the Texas Water Development Board.
Right.
For you to go to the Texas Water Development, I'll get paid if you go to the USDA. So, but the EPA,
it's a different thing.
That's a different thing. That, it doesn't matter who you go to or what you want to do. All he has to do is to report back to them. You're cooperating with them. You're working with them. These are the things that you're doing to get to that point. Right. The fact that you've already selected a lender or and you've already selected some consultants, that is
that all goes, totally that's fine. All going to go into the report that I submitted to them when I close this account with them. I'm going to say, CMP is doing this and that. And that's going to be the end of it, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Whatever happens after that, that's your deal, not mine.
So the time that you will put it in with the city of Dilley won't make a difference? The time that you spend doing it, looking into the compliance or whatever that
how
you're
much
doing
time?
For, right, the time that you're putting in,
it doesn't matter. We spend as much time as is needed. Whether it's me, whether it's this referral on compliance, or Raul's work on helping you with a closing document, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know, Raul has taken months on some of these projects, and nobody ever says, you gotta stop, you can't do it anymore. Or you've already spent 3 months over here, you can't help them anymore. Nobody's ever said that.
The only worst thing that can happen would be that the program doesn't get renewed. You know, right now, I don't know where we are with regard to the budget. You know, it's maybe we've got 2 more years left on the budget, so I've got 2 years to.
And another thing is we've been getting this, budgets. I mean, this organization has been in existence for 40 years. So they've been operating through these grants and contracts for over 40 years now.
Yeah,
so I don't think we're going anywhere.
Yeah, we've been blessed with USDA funding for like you said, for a very long time. Also, Office of Community Services also. And EPA gives us a little bit of money, not quite as much as the others. But they want results. They want us to report back as a community working with you and that kind of stuff. So that's our program. And like I said, we're not here to push anything on you. We're just explaining our resources and what we can do to help.